The newest one that was also forming, this will tell you how old things really were, was the soccer club.
Mm-hmm.
Men's soccer club was being formed. So now it's a full-blown university soccer, you know, sport. They were forming, and so were we. And so they were a little ahead of us, I want to recall. And so we got a copy of theirs, because this isn't, you know, hidden information. And theirs was no... from what I can remember, no full sentences, all short phrases. Mm-hmm. Oh, well done. No knock on them. Ours was done to the T, to the legal ease, kind of expecting, you know, especially as we walk through what would, you know, not be all-inclusive and all of that. So we really went with mm-hmm. looking at Wisconsin Constitution and the United States Constitution, make sure we hit it out of the park, because we weren't really wanting just to be a gay group. If anybody wanted to join, we felt pretty strongly that it's important to have allies, because we all had allied friends at that point,
yeah.
in college, and the Senate turned us down. So in the same vote, we were up against the soccer club, and yet, you know, any attorney in that, you know, my recollection was going back to Elliot Garb, to Dr. Garb, and explaining, I think you're gonna have a lawsuit on your hands,
yeah.
and not threatening, but I think this is gonna have to be the next step for us. They went to closed session, and the next time we were then. Chartered.
That's awesome.
Yeah. That was very, and other people like Dr. Jean Hugo, I don't remember if Elliot moved on or got promoted, I can't recall. Mm-hmm. Then she became the Dean of Students and became one of our kind of sub-advisors. I think Dan might have been in that written part of it, but Jean was a fantastic ally and just go-to person. Mm-hmm. So to be working at the Dean of Student level was a way to go. Because I remember, like Dan, I think Dan came into play, not only because he was great in the theater, I was also in the communications department, so was he. So he was already what we'll call a friend. But then I think of others that we had approached that said no to the opportunity because they felt like, then people are going to think I'm gay. And as soon as they said those words, they're like, okay, that was ridiculous. These mm-hmm. are professors that we had or had kind of somehow confided in. And I'm talking people in mathematics and English. I'm not talking about anybody that was in like social services or, you know. So it was interesting.
Yeah. Did they say why they weren't going to pass your constitution the first time? Or did they just say no?
No, they did. It was a huge debate. It was interesting. They made it personal. I mean, these people use the Bible as their, you know, and then they, you know, obviously we kind of defended back with, well, what made you think we weren't Christian?
Mm-hmm.
And then that kind of stumbled them a little bit. And then back on the Constitution. We just, you know, wanted it to be by what the laws said mm-hmm. and what the universities, say, chartered laws had said. And, you know, I don't know if over time they changed things to make sure they were more open, because I think, you know, Dr. Garb really realized they were probably going to head into a really negative, you know, we really had our shit together, if you will, with our first approach. I mean, I don't think we realized it, but I look at like Mark Knopfinger, Brian's work, other people that definitely had their hand in it, and I do not recall who the attorney was, but it was just well done.
Yeah.
So we felt like, all right, we have done a really good job. You know, you're a college student. You're supposed to be able to read and write correctly and do research. This small group of people had, and then yet to be knocked down.